How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Great.
We're doing great.
Let me get to this so I don't forget, because I have to I tease this. Oh, I forgot to mention. If you need to order something at Mike's, 501-907-MIKE, 907-6453. I assume everyone knows where it is by now, but Steve Sullivan says I don't say the address enough, although I say it every single day on the show.
Really?
200 North Bowman Road, Sully. 200 North Bowman Road. And look, we'll get to the NBA in a minute. He sent me a text last night and said, hey, you better make sure you give some love.
To his C's?
To the Celtics.
No.
I wrote him off for dead yesterday.
I would have too.
Both them and the Houston Rockets.
Got to give him credit.
I sat here yesterday and said, well, two teams ought to be closed out tonight. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm telling you right now, New York's screwing with their karma. New York is screwing with their own karma. We'll talk about it coming up. But what I teased before the break was NCAA Football Rules Committee. And look at the way they write this up. It's so like nuts and bolts, and like it looks like Trey Shapp typed this up. It's just very somebody really anal retentive did this. Field markings. I mean, again, who sits around and worries about this crap? The NCAA. There are new rules on field markings. There may be no advertising on the field. Now, this is going to impact War Memorial Stadium. You've seen AT&T Field on the field.
Yes.
So I'm assuming there will be, you know what? Not true.
Read a little bit further.
Let me get to this.
Yeah, go
ahead.
It says
no advertising on the field except the NCAA logo, a conference logo, the university name and logo, team name and logo, name of the commercial entity with purchased naming rights to the facility in no more than two locations. But the entity's commercial logo is not allowed. So they did that already. AT&T Field, they couldn't use the AT&T logo at War Memorial.
So they
just
named
wrote it out.
It.
I'm like, what's with the black and white boxed up AT&T?
Rules there? And, you know, yeah. Stuff you got to actually
so
follow.
So that was apparently a rule before.
Yeah.
Postseason game, the name and commercial logo of only the title sponsor associated with the name of the postseason game may appear on the field. There may be a maximum of three such advertisements. A single advertisement centered on the 50, and no more than two smaller flanking advertisements. I mean, seriously, NCAA, you people need to, you know,
get alive.
Get a little.
Yeah.
I was thinking something else. All other items, including social media designations such as URLs and hashtags, are prohibited. Yes. Let's not young it up too much.
Oh, we wouldn't want the younger crowd to be talking about us, giving us more publicity than we're already getting on television, right?
Yeah, hashtag D-U-M, D-U-M. These guys are idiots.
Wow.
No field marking may obscure any portion of any yard line, sideline, or goal line. Well, okay with that.
Yeah.
New in 2013, each pylon may bear a manufacturer's logo or trademark, institutional logos, conference logos, and the name or commercial logo of the title sponsor of postseason games are also allowed. Any such marking may not extend more than 3 inches on any side.
So, as we see, they're trying to make more money, which is fine, but anything that doesn't make them money, like hashtags, technically doesn't make them money. They want to eliminate.
New in 2013, jersey numerals must be of a color that itself is clearly in distinct contrast with the color of the jersey, irrespective of any border around the number. What?
Huh?
New in 2013, jersey numerals must be of a color that itself is clearly in distinct contrast with the color of the jersey, irrespective of any border around the number. Okay.
Sure.
Towels must be solid white and must measure no smaller than 4x12, 4 inches by 12 inches, and no larger than 6x12. The size specification is new in 2013.
Are they really going to check on this stuff?
Yes. Eye shields, including spectacles, goggles, and other items covering the eyes, must be clear and not tinted.
Yeah, but what happens if you don't follow the rules?
You get flagged and or booted out, or you must go to the sideline until you conform with the rules.
And then
I
if
imagine.
You still break them, they throw you in NCAA jail, which is not a place you want to go.
Cameras of all kinds are prohibited in the team area. That's rule 1411, in case you're interested.
I was.
Rogers Redding, Secretary Rules Editor, April 2013. It's official. So there you go. These are the most uptight people in the world. On the other side of things, of course, we have folks